continue to try and bang my head against a brick wall.
You worked a lot in television.
Not enough, but I worked in television. I mostly worked at Second City, which I loved.
Okay.
I went to Second City.
In Canada or Chicago?
Both. Okay. I worked in Canada, and the Chicago producers came up to look at the show, and the last person that they brought down was Mike Myers. And so I guess they were looking for just people to bring down, and they said to me, do you want to come and work in Chicago? And I was like, do I? It was, for me, an opportunity to live in another country and work at the original Second City and write material, and the improv was completely different.
Right. Were you familiar with the history associated with Second City in Chicago?
Very much so. I'd seen all the in London, Ontario, they have the archives, so I would take home old tapes and Ed Asner and Alan Arkin, and it was really cool. And so I really wanted to work there. And in Canadian improv, it's always, improv is keep the ball in the air. Mm-hmm. And in Canadian improv, it's like, may I have the ball? Thank you. And then keep it in the air and you pass it on. And in America, it was like, give me that ball. Give that ball.
That sums up the whole geopolitical situation, actually.
Yeah. So it was an experience, definitely. But I learned at Second City how to, it's great preparation for Hollywood, because there's no crying in comedy.
Right.
You know, you gotta be a tough girl, and people got fired around me all the time.
Is it competitive?
Very, very. I mean, Lorne Michaels would come through and scout every 18 months or so, and right. Oh man, you have never seen more cutthroat.